Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. So welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode is called The Truth About My Beauty Business and Why I'm Not La Mer. Because honestly, it's time to clear the air. I've had glitches, delays, tech headaches, and all kinds of drama that come with running a boutique brand by yourself. But what I've never compromised is quality. So if you've stuck with me, I really appreciate you. And this episode is my thank you and my truth-telling moment. Honestly, I think about so many of you guys and how amazing you are to me. And I'm going to repeat it several times throughout this because honestly, it's because of you guys and you know who you are that I keep doing this. So we're going to go behind the scenes from the labs to the lipstick, the real cost of doing it right, and why I'd rather stay small and exceptional than blow up and sell out. So buckle up. It's about to get real. So first and foremost, again, I just want to thank you guys that are so loyal to me. I have so many clients that have been with me for just years and years and years, and you're so consistent with your reordering and, you know, many of you reordering just multiples at a time of my products. And honestly, you totally 100% support me. And I have had so many ups and downs over the years, whether it was with my brick and mortar spas or HSN or, Today Show segments. And with all of those things came ginormous challenges. But I've always had my foundation of you guys, my loyal clients. I have about 5,000 on my list that I send out my constant contact to. I have you guys separated by country clubs or events or, you know, my different locations where I've met you. And I just try to do the best I can. It's a lot. I know I need to customize my emails more and better, and I'm trying to do that. It's faster and easier actually to do on audio. So that's why I'm actually making this a podcast episode, because I'm hoping that you guys will all listen, because it is for my loyal clients. So I just want to go through, again, some of the things that have happened in the last few years, just some examples of some of the issues that I've had so you understand. So I have many different sources that I get my products from. I have a chemist that makes my Lift and Snap serum. He makes the Marine Magic, the Nectarine Dream products. I have another chemist that makes my Unpack Your Bags eye gel, some of the cleansers. I have one source that makes my foundations and the shimmer sticks. I have another source that makes my concealers and my lipsticks. And all of these sources, and there's more. I have a source for my eyeshadow. I have a source for the lip glosses and the SPF 50 and the powder. So I'm a perfectionist. I've never found one lab that could make everything for me. And I'm sure if somebody handed me millions of dollars, I could probably find one. But the thing is, I just over many, many years have just found that certain sources make better versions. And this is what my clients want. This is what I want. This is what I use. So I have to order from all of them. And it's challenging because I have minimums that I have to hit with every lab. Some are easier to work with than others. And, you know, there's packaging, there's labeling, there's all kinds of things that come with it. And it's just a lot of details that I have to juggle. And, you know, if something occasionally slips, I just honestly see it coming. I sometimes I don't, but I just roll with it the best that I can, because it's like, there's nothing I can do. Glitches happen. I cannot do everything perfectly. And if perfection is required, I cannot be in business. So I just have learned over the years to just roll with things as much as I can and not get like devastated because, like I said, I am a perfectionist. And one quick example, when I was on HSN, I talk about this often. The three brushes that are in my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit, I designed, you know, smaller versions of my actual full size kit because I know how important it is to use the right brushes, having worked personally on thousands of women and sold them those brushes many, many thousands of times over the years. And people that didn't buy the brushes would come back and say, it never looks the same as when you do it. And it's because the brush is so important. And so every time the lab that was creating the brushes for me would send me a sample, it would take 12 weeks and it still wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be fluffy enough or it wouldn't be stiff enough, say for the angle for the eyeliner. Too fat, too fluffy, whatever it is, I would have to say no, send it back, wait another 12 weeks. No, send it back, wait another 12 weeks. It took 1 year to get those three brushes right. And at the time, HSN didn't understand it. And, you know, they specifically showed me this $9.99 eyeshadow palette by Randolph Duke and said, why can't you just do something like this? Like, and in retrospect, I probably would have made way more money and should have just slapped something together like a lot of brands do, but I could not put my name on it. And I also felt in my heart, you know, if it's not right, there's going to be huge returns. It's going to all come on me. And when I did finally launch that eyeshadow kit, it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I got incredible reviews. You know, people have told me over the years, it's the one time where they've had their makeup done. And when they go to do it themselves at home, they get the same results. So there's very deep reasons for what I do. And it's all built on my experience. So I get very competitive with other brands because I know that it's not built on the same foundation. And the foundation is on my knowledge of what my customers want and need and what they tell me. So again, I'm not just throwing stuff out there and hoping people like it. And it's frustrating sometimes when I meet people that are new out at events and they're so skeptical. And I understand because everyone's been disappointed so many times by beauty brands. And I have to, you know, tell them as many stories as I quickly can to overcome their resistance. But again, I'd far rather keep things small and retain my great clients that I have than cast some super wide net and, you know, be spending all this money on marketing and these numbers that you have to, you know, hit a million, however many people to get 3% or 1% to open up whatever it is you want them to look at. And then it's 1% of those hundreds of thousands that actually buy. Like, I just get drained and exhausted even thinking of that. And, you know, after all my experience going in so many different directions over the years, my goal is really about expanding everything I'm doing with my podcast, with my book in final development right now, and other things. So anyways, back to the production glitches that I started to bring up. I'm going to mention the concealer tube. So my lab that makes the concealer for me, and as you guys know, it's the number one seller of all of my products. It's phenomenal. It is color adjusting, which people can't believe what that means, but it just blends in. And I know that it does because I've put it on thousands of people. We've done trade shows where we've done 300 demos over the course of 2 days. And you just see it over and over and over. And I know it because my clients all buy it and rebuy it. So the lab that makes that for me. And I love the woman that owns the lab. She's amazing. And my relationships are also super important because there are glitches, there are things that happen, and it's how you handle it when they do that determines, you know, who you're doing business with. So basically, she switched the concealer tube because she was supplying these tubes for me that had a black lid, and they were fine. They were nice. But for whatever reason, her own production issues, she couldn't get any more. So she switched it to this different tube. And when I was reordering my concealer, they said, they made a mention that they had changed this tube. And I said, well, can I see it? And they showed me a picture of it, and it was longer and thinner than the previous one. But I said, is it the same size? And they were kind of like, well, we'll have to let you know. Well, turns out it was smaller than the original size. And so I'm like, I don't want to switch it and, you know, give my customers a smaller size. And again, it's a convenience and everything else with how long it lasts. But so I said, let me just see if I can find my own tubes. And so I did the search, and I know different places to look, and I found the ones with the pink lids. And it's actually, they told me what size to get by the grams and whatever. So that's what I searched for. That's what I found. I sent it to my lab. When they got the tubes, they said, oh, this one is 30% bigger than the last one. And I'm like, well, I got what you told me to get. And they're like, well, when you fill it, it's different. I don't understand it all. But I said, whatever, just I'm going to go with this one. I'd rather give them bigger than smaller. So they went ahead to fill those, obviously charged me more because it was bigger, but I kept my price the same for my customers. And I've done many, many runs now of these tubes with the pink lids. And what I found is that about one in every, I'm going to say 80, maybe a little bit more than 80, people get one that's like faulty. And when they pull it out, it's like the product is all over. And of course, for some reason, and I call it Satan himself, the same person always seems to have this issue. It seems to be like certain people get targeted with the same glitches, which is really embarrassing because it just makes me look like such a loser, especially when I'm like, you know, you're the only one that this is happening to. But anyways, it's happened enough times to where I'm like, okay, every time I send out, you know, every time I pick up or not pick up, have a new shipment sent to me, I know that I'm sacrificing someone along the way, that there's going to be this glitch. But I've just been like, okay, you know, I'll just replace it when we hit that person that it happens to. So anyways, I had a couple people it happened to maybe in the last, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something. And I just decided, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal with people being upset with me. I'm just going to go back to the original black tube that they're supplying because nobody had any question or problem with the functionality of it. And nobody's made any point about how big it is or the sizing. So I'm just having to make these like ethical decisions as I go. And I take it all very seriously. So that's one example of, you know, if you were to randomly get a concealer and it opened up and you didn't know me, like you would think, what the heck is this? But this is just a fault of the concealer design and the manufacturer and the fact that they have glitches in their, you know, manufacturing process where one in every how many is just glitched. So I don't know what to do about it. So I'm just dealing with it as I go. And one thing that you need to know about me, that if anyone's been with me a long time, you know, I immediately take care of issues and problems and fix it. And I'm reasonable and easy. Like I don't sit there and push back on people. Like, obviously, I'm smart enough to know if something's my fault, you know, I'm going to correct it. And even if it isn't, I'm going to fix it for you so that you're happy. So anyways, it was just kind of, again, going back to the theme of this episode is really just for people who love truth, loyalty, and clean luxury, and maybe need a reminder of what boutique business really looks like. So anyways, whether I know I could scale things, outsource, mass produce, but I just refuse to compromise on the ingredients, the performance, and the personal touch. And it's just something that is frustrating to me. The bigger the opportunities I had, the more unhappy I was, because the more issues and problems came with it. And you know, I'll go into a little bit more detail as we go, but I just chose the reality of keeping things smaller because I have more flexibility, I have more creative control, and I have more direct connection with my customers. And I have so many people that text me their orders. And so again, I'm going to go into talking about glitches in a few minutes when I had my whole web issue with my brand new website that my web guy like freaking disconnected all of my subscription orders and was not able to put them back together, amongst other things that you could never see coming. But again, I just want to just reiterate the point that boutique, when I say my business is more of a boutique scale, it's intentional. It's not barely hanging on. And it's because I've chosen my piece over like mass production. I just literally can't deal with it. And again, just going back through, you know, all of the charges and how expensive it is to have a business, you know, just between taxes and, like I said, just all of my minimums that I have to reach. And like when people want to deal on something or are waiting for things to go on sale, you know, sometimes like it just has to do with how much inventory I have for something. And like I've mentioned before, I had to order a large amount of something to get it. And then I'll do a sale on it right away because that helps me. I sell a higher, you know, amount of them, and it helps me to pay for that huge inventory amount that I had to just get. So it's just, you know, I'm always juggling all of these different things. And again, like I said, doing the best that I can. And I'm not just buying pre-made junk and slapping my name on it. I'm sourcing out like the exact same ingredient decks that you'll find in $385 La Mer, like without their preservatives and chemicals. And I've, you know, just switched to only all clean ingredients. And that has taken me many, many years to find the right sources to do that. And some of the formulas have changed, like my collagen mask. It's like a different feel, but that's what I had to do. And I've always gone above and beyond for my clients. I had one client that was with me for 20 some years, and she only wanted the old version that had the parabens and whatever. And there's even people today that I still order old versions of stuff for that they just liked better. But like, for example, this collagen mask, the old version that had the bad ingredients that eventually I had taken out, I would go to such lengths to get it for her, and I would have to hit minimums with the lab. And, you know, then she'd expect me to like drive it to her, like where she was having lunch. And even though it was only a few miles away, I'm like, no, you need to come by and pick it up. And she got offended by that and just never picked it up and stopped ordering from me after 20 some years. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, I don't know any other brand where they're going to special order you the previous version when something is no longer available. And then you're going to expect me also to drive it to you. Like, I'll do the best I can. And my clients know, like, I have people I do drop stuff off for. I have one amazing client who recently passed away, and I would always drive her orders. She didn't live far from me, and she was an amazing client, and I appreciated her. And absolutely, I would leave it right on her front door. So, you know, I have been in the Scottsdale area. I have clients all over the country, obviously, because I have done a lot of, you know, trade shows throughout the U.S. I've done a lot of Today Show segments, HSN, you know, where I've gotten clients from national segments, but I have a ton of clients in the Scottsdale area, and I know them all well. You know, I've gone to lunch with most of them. Many of them I consider my friends. So again, I'm just trying to be as transparent as I can, you know, with all of these issues, like inventory delays. Like right now I have several people that are waiting for Nectarine Dream Cream and my Jumbo Lift and Snap Serum. And my chemist was just overrun last week, and my order from almost 2 weeks ago now, I still haven't gotten. And it's really upsetting. Like this whole weekend, I was just trying to stay calm about it because I know I have people waiting, but I can't do anything about it. It's like I have to be on his timeline. So, you know, I told them today we're going to bump up all of our quantities with holidays coming. And because everything is made fresh and with all natural ingredients, I don't do huge runs, specifically with my local chemist, who's amazing and I'm super lucky to have. So, again, with that, you know, I'm not Amazon Prime. I'm not going to have it at your door coming from a factory, you know, filled with chemicals. I have like fresh baked skincare. So again, I appreciate you guys when and most people are so nice about it. So nice. Like they don't say a word. They're like, don't worry about it. Just when it gets here, it gets here. So, and a lot of my clients just do order ahead, or they get two of something if they know they can't be without it, because this is possible. You know, I can be out of something and you may have to wait a week or two, you know, usually never more than that, but maybe some things, it could be a month. You know, even my suppliers that make like my brow product, my tinted primer, there's been times, knock on wood, thankfully not the brow, because that's my number two biggest seller, but like the tinted primers, they've been back ordered because their jars are back ordered. I'm sure they get their jars overseas, even though the product is made in the US. And I have to wait until it's available. So again, nothing I can do about it. I can't get a hammer and nails and make jars for the primer. So most of my people that order that primer do get two or three at a time. I have one lady that gets two light and two medium. She gets a four at a time when she orders those. So again, just back to the fact that the products I do sell, I've whittled down to only the things that people can't live without. And if I've gotten rid of something that wasn't a huge seller, and I have people that still want it, I do still get stuff for people as I'm able and when I can. I 100% do the best to still get that for them. So anyways, just again, my tech stuff with the website, I'm really sorry. You know, I have people that reach out to me that for whatever reason, they have an issue every time they go on. And then I have most people never have an issue because I get web orders every single day without a glitch. But occasionally, and I'm not blaming the customer, I don't think it's customer error. I just think like sometimes there's a glitch where it won't accept their state or whatever it is. And my web guy, you know, I paid him thousands of dollars to redo my whole site like a year and a half ago. And it was for a Today Show, for a different opportunity that my rep that gets me the Today Show, she gets GMA and all these other ones. And she's like, you really have to redo your site. I had him redo it. I was on it. He told me he could do it in a certain time, a lot time frame. And he didn't. He took way longer. I lost opportunities because he took too long to rebuild the site. And then I just had all these glitches that come up. And at one point, I was getting a ton of spam. Like, I every time I opened up my email, I would just have, you know, I'm not going to say hundreds, but close to that many, just spam hitting my website and my email. And so to fix it, he went in and did something where now people have to create an account. And so I was like, why do people have to create an account? But again, I don't know how to build websites. Like, this is where we're at. I just trusted him. I let it go. Most people didn't complain about it. But, you know, I find it's a little annoying. I wouldn't want to have to create a account every time I go on someone's website. But you do. So anyways, people that have had an issue reach out to me. The ones that have, I'm sure maybe people have just said, I'm not doing this and walked away. But the ones that have reached out, like, I'm so grateful because I literally will run it through. I have a Square app. I have Venmo, Zelle. You know, I take a credit card over the phone. There's so many different ways that I can help people. And I do have a lot of my clients saved in my Square app, which is what I use when I go out and do pop-ups and country clubs and events. I run everything through my Square. So I have, I'm not going to say thousands, but a ton of clients where I have their credit card address, all of their info saved in my Square app. It's totally secure. And they'll text me what they need. And I just go in and I run it manually. It takes me all of 5 minutes and it's seamless. And again, I always give them whatever the best prices I have going. And I get a chance to text with them and say, how are you doing? You know, or talk to them on the phone, catch up. And, you know, people will say, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm like, you're not bothering me. Like, this is my living. So there's so many different ways to place your order. So if you have a glitch or you just prefer to call me or text me, like, do that. You're not annoying me. I am just, once again, grateful that you're, you know, working around whatever glitch is happening with my website. I will rebuild it again, but right now it's not my priority. I just can't take that on because I am working on my podcast, which is a ton of work, and my book. And I'm in, like I said, the final stages of the editing. I've written the whole thing. I had it one pass edited, and now I have a deeper developmental editor that has gone through and just put comments in, like, tell me more about this, or, you know, asking about timelines, making sure that it comes to life. And so I'm going in, going through all the last edits, polishing it up, and it's going to be done very soon. And I'm so, so excited. And that has been my priority. I can't handle like a whole website built on top of it, but I most likely will tackle that the beginning of next year. So again, if you've had an issue with my website, I am sorry. Please let me know and get on my Square app. You can do all your orders through there. I have a lot of people on my Square app that do the subscription too, where every month, every other month, every 3 months. And that was another thing with the auto ship. Like, I did not want to force people to get product they didn't need. And for years, you know, I did auto ship on a few different things and it would just get so annoying because they send it to you before you need it and that whole drill. So I bought it for a long time, but then eventually I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it and give a discount, you know, because so many of my people reorder. I think it's like 70% of my clients are repeat customers. So if you order every month, it's a certain percentage off, 10%, I think. If you order every other month or every 3 months, there's different tiers of percentage off. And then it just automatically sends it out to you. And you can cancel it at any time, which, trust me, I've had many people go on there, order auto ship, and then cancel it. Not people I know, but yeah, when I've done bigger things, people have gone on and then just done it to get the discount and canceled after. There's nothing I could do about that. That's part of the cost for me of doing this with good faith. So I don't rope you in. And if you want to do that on my website, you can. And you could also do that with me on the Square. If you're like, I want my concealer every month or every other month, I want this, I want that, I could set it all up for you. I'm happy to do that. It helps me a lot. People that are on auto ship, they get first priority of my inventory. You know, I always put that aside, make sure that their orders are covered. If there's any glitches where I'm waiting for things. So anyways, again, you know, going back to why I'm not La Mer, you know, the amount of things I've done over the years, you know, I've done so many trade shows and my products go everywhere. They go into lots of different salons and spas. And but as far as like distributors, you know, like I do not have distributors. And for some reason, they're just really afraid of the makeup category. And I know that's because there's just so much room to get it wrong. And everyone's afraid of it. They don't have staff that's trained to do makeup. And yeah, so they're just super skeptical and like they stick to their lane. And I know that most people have gotten really burned by other brands, like say Jane Iredale. You know, every med spa and their brother has that set up that they bought at a trade show from Jane Iredale, probably, you know, an opening order of who knows, $10,000 in products. And it just sits there and collects dust. And I know this because I have a lot of med spas that have carried my products throughout the years. And I've done events at all of them all over the country. And I will see their Jane Iredale and it's covered with dust. They'll all say, oh yeah, nobody sells it. And again, I'm not going to say there's nothing in their whole setup that isn't worthwhile. It's just not friendly to people that don't, that aren't trained to sell it. And, you know, I don't know why most people aren't. They're just afraid of makeup. And the counter, the people that do sell it, they have like their two items out of the 60 or whatever they have in their setup that they sell. And the rest of it is just ignored. So med spas that have people that have gotten burned by the Jane Iredale thing, they're afraid of all makeup now. So like I have to overcome the fact that their setup failed. And I know why it failed. And it's the same reasons, you know, I've developed everything I have. It's just giving people too many options and, you know, not making it simple. Like my eyeshadow kit, like it's one option. It's my very best sellers. It includes the brushes. It includes the diagram. It's in a kit. Boom, here you go. Problem solved. So anyways, to not go too far down that road, the other things I've told you, like when I was on HSN, they would take 8 months to pay me. 8 months later, I would get paid. And that was brutal. And it was Monday through Friday, a paperwork of all of the things that they needed from me and expected. It was a full-time job doing paperwork. And literally, it was 8 months later where I would get paid. And meantime, every time I went, you know, they would sell my inventory and then I would have to order all new inventory, you know, huge quantities, huge amounts, six figures of, you know, what I needed. And I would have to cash flow that. And then again, deal with returns and not have control over anything. They would set me up to fail. I gave the example before of when I created my full face artillery kit, which was a makeup lesson with a coordinating brush kit, which was my weapons of mass seduction. And they were meant to go together. It was meant to be a makeup lesson. And the full face artillery kit had a GPS system teaching you exactly what coordinated brush to use from the brush kit. And my buyer, who they switched my buyers many, many times over the 4 years I was on there, but they said, The first segment, you're going to just talk about the full face artillery. You're not allowed to talk about the brushes. And then in the second segment, you're just going to talk about the brushes. So I had like 15 minutes of full face artillery and then 15 minutes of weapons of mass seduction. And I said, well, I created them to go together, but they didn't want to hear that. They didn't care. They ordered like 5,000 of my full face artillery and like 800 of my brush kits. And I told them what would happen. I said, well, I'm going to sell out of brushes in the first show, and then I'm going to be have huge returns on all the other full face artillery kits because they're not going to have the brushes and they're not going to know how to do it. And again, they're not going to get the right results because this is my experience having worked on thousands of women, but they overwrote all of that. So I had to do it their way. And exactly what I said was going to happen is what happened. We sold out of all the brushes in the first show, and then I had huge returns with the other shows, and they didn't want to hear anything about that. They didn't care. My next time to go back, if I ever tried to address anything that happened before, they would say, we're just going to move forward. Oh, I had a meeting, and I had one page of notes of these kind of things, you know, that I wanted to go over with them. And as we sat down to the meeting and they saw my piece of paper, my buyer said, oh, Mary Beth, that's a book. Like, just disgusted that I actually wanted to go through all of these things. And again, HSN is another episode. I need to do the whole thing and really fill you in on what I went through there. It was brutal. And again, I was the one that had all of the ramifications of the huge returns. And, you know, again, even if they can send it back to you, which some of them are not even touched and you could salvage it, but they charge you to even send them back. They charge you to dispose of them. Like, they charge you for absolutely everything. And, you know, the things that happened to me happened to every brand that was there. I would sit in the green room and talk to all these other huge brand owners. And I'm not talking just the beauty industry. I'm talking about every industry imaginable. And everyone had their crazy stories of just absolute wreckage of what you deal with when you're dealing with these corporations and these type of quantities and everything that went with it. So it's a miracle that I survived for 4 years. And again, I had to pull off all sorts of miraculous things to not lose everything. And people do. People go on their one show. There's a huge, you know, famous hairstylist, I won't say his name, who is world famous. And he went on, his first episode tanked, and he never went back again. And, you know, if you don't know so many of these things, they really do set you up to fail. So, and then another thing, you know, the Today Show episodes are amazing, you know, huge quantities. You get paid usually right away, but, you know, there's glitches with them where my payment was held up by like a week. One of the times I did my episode, and I had $17,000 in shipping expenses that I had to pay out myself because before I got paid. And so, you know, it's a lot. And they have so many things in place on their end where they're protected and I have to ship it out within a certain window, you know, or you're out of compliance with them and customers are upset with you. But meanwhile, you know, you have to be prepared that they're supposed to pay you right away. But if they don't, which I've had times where they didn't, you have to pay that money yourself. So again, it's exhausting and talk about stressful. I was in several catalogs in the past, like including Bliss catalog, Soft Surroundings. I had done a trade show, Cosmoprof in Vegas, and I got in a lot of different catalogs. And again, I had to go through so much paperwork and corporate. If you only knew the amount of technicality and paperwork to set up just, you know, getting in these catalogs. And then You have no control of where they place your product within the catalog. You know, there was one of them that the way they placed it, they made it look like the description was for the product on the other side. And again, they would do descriptions of my product that was not anything of what it even was, because you don't have any control over how they're going to describe it. So, you know, you go through all of this work and yeah, I did get sales from it, but at the end of the day, like it just isn't worth it when it's basically damaging your brand by the way they're portraying it. So anyways, most of the hurdles, you know, that have happened with me are because I'm personally involved in every single step. And it's not that I'm disorganized. It's just that there is a lot of different pieces and, you know, even labels and minimums. And, you know, I used to have a separate label for lavender or lemongrass. And, you know, I had ran out of one. And again, it was going to hold up all of my shipments for several weeks. And I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to have one that doesn't have either scent on the front of it. So I'm not being held up by that exact label so I could keep them going out. And most of my clients are so amazing. You know, you ask a question and I explain it. I'm super honest and transparent and everyone is just great. You know, they're like, I totally understand. People don't care. You know, they want the product. They know that it's fresh. They know that they can trust me. And if there ever is a glitch or a problem, I'll be super transparent, tell them what happened, and I'll fix the problem. So anyways, again, I'm just calling out, you know, that there are extremes in the industry, you know, with pricing and how do people get these prices. And, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I've gone through labs where, you know, so many different labs, one lipstick lab where they point out this huge vat as we're walking through. It's a color cosmetic lab. And their mascara, they said, oh, that vat is the Great Lash vat. And I guess Great Lash, you know, it's the number one selling mascara in the world. And I personally hate it. I can see when people have it on. I could see it in a second. And it's because it's very stiff. And I feel like it's clumpy and it emphasizes crow's feet. And so whenever I see somebody has Great Lash on, I'll say, are you wearing Great Lash? And then I'll say, don't do that. Like, I like a softer mascara because I feel like you just want softness around your eye area, especially if you have crow's feet. It just makes you look younger instead of harsher. And so when they had said, oh, that's the Great Lash vat, I'm like, no, thank you. But bottom line, I could fill up any tube with Great Lash and I could call it anything I want and I could charge any price I want for it. And this is the reality of a lot of the business. And, you know, so again, it comes back down to who do you trust? You know, following Florence Henderson, Carol Brady, launching her foundation line on HSN. I'm like, what does Carol Brady know about foundation? You know, I've custom blended 20,000 bottles of foundation in my career. So, you know, I take it all very seriously. So again, let's say there's a Neiman Marcus $385 La Mer moisturizer. You know, you're paying for their branding, you're paying for obviously all of their advertising, and you're paying for prestige. You know, there is like a certain, you know, thing about having that label. And if it makes you feel good and you love it, like, go for it. The original lab that made my marine magic for me sent me the ingredient deck, and it's red marine algae from the Hawaiian Islands, you know, clinically proven to increase your firmness and hydration. And since then, I've taken it to my other chemists. We've made some tweaks. He's changed the scent. I have it in either lavender or lemongrass scent because some people want lavender, some want lemongrass. So I offer both. I didn't even know that it was the same ingredient deck as La Mer until I'd been selling it for several years. And that lab sent me the comparison doc and just said that's how they had created it originally, which I didn't know that. So they took out all of their preservatives and chemicals, and it's the same red marine algae. It's the biofermentation process that was formulated for wound healing. And it really is great at wound healing. I have clients that use it on their breast area after having mastectomies, and they say that it helps with the healing. It's all natural, you know, which is amazing. So let's say you can choose $385 La Mer, or you can trust me and pay $48 to have a high performance formula that's clean. Or like, let's say if you think $48 is expensive, then you could go to Walgreens and pick something out there. But again, you don't know ingredients, you don't know what's in it. And the other thing I say about my products is I also have to get paid. And so I could charge far more than $48 for my Marine Magic, but I love my clients. I want to be transparent with them, you know, and I feel like it's a fair price. I don't have a lot of wholesalers, you know, in place right now. And if I ever am to grow again in the future where I'm in, you know, bigger box stores, like my prices will go up. This is like a direct to you price. So again, when people, I was at Kiss Me Kate, which is one of the boutiques that sells my products, and two women came in shopping, and one of them was kind of grumbling about how expensive everything is in here, about the clothing in the store. And I love Shannon, and the store is beautiful. And I just said, well, you know, it's all relative if you think it's expensive. I said, you know, most of her customers that come in here, they spend hours and hours. And Shannon and Sylvie, her, you know, stylists, they spend so much time with their customers, like helping them style and, you know, put together what they want. And I said, you know, everything is relative. I said, it's like, you know, do you think $48 moisturizer is expensive? Well, comparing it to La Mer, it's not at all. But if you're going to compare it to Walgreens, you might say, wow, that's really expensive. So it's what you're willing to pay for in terms of the trust, in terms of, you know, the expert behind it and the value that you put on it. If you don't value those things, then yes, go to Walmart or go to Walgreens. You know, don't shop at a high-end clothing boutique if you don't value the relationship with the store owner who has $12,000 a month rent and who is bringing you like really beautiful clothes and has sales all the time and is not pushy and, you know, has a huge clientele of women that love her and appreciate her and want to come in because she gives you ziti wine and has snacks for you. And, you know, it's about the whole experience. So again, it's just the difference is I'm getting paid for my years and years of, you know, sourcing and everything that I've done to build everything. And my loyal customers do appreciate the value, and I see it because they reorder my products because they work. So, you know, when I'm meeting somebody for the first time and I'm telling them like about the Lift and Snap serum and, you know, how it has Argelene, it instantly photoshops lines. It also has vitamins A, C, E, CoQ10, green tea, hyaluronic acid, lightening agents, lavender, peppermint. Basically, go Google, what do you need in your anti-aging serum? It's in here. And not only is it in here, but my chemists put so much of the active ingredients in that my products actually work. I had, you know, an ex that worked for a huge brand. I won't say the name. And they would have meetings where they would talk about what do we do about the fact that our products don't work. And it's because they would put such small amounts of the active ingredients. Everything was about cutting corners, you know. So again, I get it. I'm always having to overcome everyone's disappointment with all the things they bought before, the money that they've spent that didn't work. And I will just say, you know, when I'm talking to somebody where I feel the resistance, I would say, you know, in summary, if it didn't work, I wouldn't sell it. I would sell something else. So this is my livelihood. And again, if you want perfection every single time, like go pay department store prices, but if you want integrity and results, stay here with me. So again, I'm not for everyone. I'm for women who appreciate authenticity over advertising. So Sorry to have gone on for so long, but I just want to, you know, again, say thank you. And that, you know, if you've supported me, shared my products, I know a lot of you have shared your products with your friends, your sisters, like, please tell me when you do, remind me, I will hook you up with, you know, discounts and whatever I can do as a gift for you. And just for believing in my beauty revival mission and listening to my podcast, it means so much when you guys give me feedback, because I don't get a lot of feedback like on YouTube, where people just think they can say the meanest things, you strangers, not my own clients. But here, again, you can shoot me an email to mbyorkbeauty@gmail.com. You guys obviously know how to reach me. You're not just customers, you know, you're part of this whole beauty revival movement that's about quality, calling, and confidence from the inside out. So here's to doing it right, even when it's hard, and never trading authenticity for algorithms. Anyways, I love you guys, and I will see you next episode. Have a great day. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.